What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hiya!
You are live in the Thought Hour After Dark.
It's after dark here, folks. It's nighttime. The crickets are out.
They are.
The fireflies are chirping.
And they do have small violins.
Yeah, you know.
And they're playing a very beautiful song.
You name it, I play it. Galaga, Miss Pac-Man, whatever.
He gets high scores every time.
I do. That's what I do.
You see the initials of Ninja Steve everywhere you go.
Yeah, exactly.
High scores have been achieved.
Yeah. Woo, woo.
Yeah, we're here. Got those.
We're live. Yeah.
Episode 8. We're eight deep in the belly of the fish.
That's right. Ocho.
You
know what I'm saying?
Ocho, De Mayo, Finco, Tio.
Yeah.
They got all of them.
Jermaine.
They do.
You know.
Dupre.
Exactly, you know.
All foods that Chef Jeff has probably cooked.
Pete Sampras.
Ooh.
Billy G. King.
What happened to him?
Yeah, he's Sampras.
I heard he took a good fall.
He did a left-handed and a backhand, front hand.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Whatever it takes to get the, you know, the gold.
The winner, you know.
The
I mean?
Chicken dinner.
That's right, yeah.
Annie Skinner, you know, they got those.
Tiger Woods.
Uh-huh.
Driving the Buick, getting the ladies.
He does. He hits people with golf clubs when needed.
And he hits blonde girls that work at Denny's.
In the vagina.
With his...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Speaking of vagina, we have a very special guest tonight, which, you know, I'm kind of excited for just a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we got a guest. He's an avid practitioner of the art of jujitsu, the ancient art of jujitsuing.
Grappling.
Yeah.
Ground grappling.
Yeah. Jujitsu. Yeah.
What other way would you have it other than just being on the ground and grappling? That's what
I prefer ninjutsu myself. That's my personal philosophy when it comes to the jitsus.
It's embroidered into who you are.
I go with the nin of the jitsus, but occasionally people like to use the jiu jitsus. You know,
some people like to take it to the ground and I guess get pound. You know, they get that.
Yeah, they're down with the jiu jitsu. You know, so yeah.
I believe in it. I think a competition once in a while between two men is a good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of competition, didn't you jiu-jitsu before? Third place, I believe, right?
You know, there was a stint. I had a small stint back in 1972. Where
you're a bronzer.
Wazis Miller actually won a bronze.
A bronze.
I was bronzing like a tan guy, and, you know.
Back in the day before it was popular.
Yeah, you know, I put a Kimura lock on Bork Laser, and he tapped out, and that was the end of it.
Nice, you know. That can happen from time to time, you know.
Yeah.
People put locks and stuff.
We did have to go to the ground, though.
I put a lock on my storage unit.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a master lock?
It was. It was really? A Chris master lock.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I heard that you can't break those.
No, only if you're huge and humongous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems to be the case.
It takes a big manly man to break the master lock.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How would it not be any other way?
Yeah. You know, that's a dirty submission hold.
It really is. Sometimes you have to sit in a chair and take it.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't want that in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I sit in a chair when I'm on the Thought Hour After Dark, but any other time, I ain't going to get no locked up in a chair. That's the last thing I need.
I'm putting the master lock on my storage unit because there's wars out there. I don't know if you know about that. You know, they're raging all over the place for storage units. Battles have been won and lost, and it is pretty much dangerous.
It's a tough race.
It's dangerous, dude. The war of storage is just...
It's going down.
I mean,
it's going up, it's going down, it's all over
lives
the place.
Lives have been lost, you know, but that's another day, another
people
dollar,
have been hurt,
you know.
Yeah. You know, people have been hurt.
We have a premium jiu-jitsu expert here.
He's going to show us the great art, and I think, just a quick plug to him, you know, Deckard Cain, thanks for bringing him on the show. I think his jiu-jitsu place is called Jiu-Jitsu's All-Ground Grapple Dojo. Right. So he's coming from there, you know.
Well, he'll come from there, and he'll do that. You know, he'll be on later. We'll be talking to him. I'll be asking him some questions, and he'll be answering questions. And I know you'll have some things to say, too.
You know, and if it needs to, I might go to the ground with him. You know, we might have a moment or two where we're on the ground, legs locking. You know, I'm on top of him, or he's on top of me. Whatever needs to happen to get the, you know, the tap.
Well, you know, as long as you make him tap out, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not going to have some random guy coming in here and trying to jiu-jitsu on me on the ground in my studio. I'm going to make him tap.
All right. Well,
and that's the truth, whatever your name is.
Yeah, so you're going to see that live here later.
Sorry, folks. I lost control. Lost control.
You need to calm down.
It's true. You know?
You need to quit taking the hamster hemorrhoids. I mean, the hamster steroids.
I do.
They make you manly.
What is this, Ninja Steve? An intervention?
No.
You trying to call me out on Thought Hour After Dark?
I'm not taking those. I'm not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
I think it could have something to do with our guests. You know, jiu-jitsu, it's taken the world by storm, you know?
It is. It's all over the place. I've heard about it. You know, they've been tapping people out on the moon, from what I hear. The rings of Saturn, they've been putting those on people for years. You know what I'm saying? Walls of Jericho have been tapped. Are you tired of stains, unmentionables, and bad things happening to you? Sometimes you need to clean up bad situations. You need to get yourself some Bioblast bacterial spray. It cleans up any spot that you can think of. Blood, protein, plasma, snail trails, biological warfare. You name it, it cleans it up. It's Bioblast biological bacterial spot remover. It'll clean up anything. No questions asked. From Blanco.
Attention to everyone listening right now to the Thought Hour After Dark. They have a very special contest for all you folks out there for episode 12. All you have to do is send in your worst music submissions to thoughtouraftedarkcontest@gmail.com. Weezus Miller and Ninja Steve himself will review all the songs and all the content that is sent to them, and they will pick a winner. And the winner will not only receive hot play on the show, but they will also receive a guest appearance on the show. So folks, do us a favor, do them a favor, do Deckard Cain a favor, send us your worst music contest 2012.
Whoa, folks. That was definitely a commercial break that everyone needs in their life.
Well, occasionally people need breaks of commercials, and occasionally there's products out there that are paying our bills, you know? Deckard Cain isn't the only one that's supplying the ducats.
It's true, you know? He helps us out, but there are times we have to cover for ourselves, you know?
Yeah, we just gotta do what we gotta do.
He's like a good father, but he is strict with his discipline of his dark money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, you know, he ever cut off my hand, how I'd feel about it. You know what I mean? But that ain't gonna happen today.
That's the last thing we need in our life.
No, we do. But we got an important guest today from Drew-Jitsu's Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Drew Douglas, right? What's your name? Drew Douglas?
Yeah, so I'm Drew Douglas. Welcome to the show, Drew Douglas. It's an honor to have you on the show. Big fan of your work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I got this jiu-jitsu standard. You know, I take it to the ground and I pound.
Yeah, yeah. You said you were going to be doing a commercial for us. You want to plug that right now? Just get it out of the way?
Well, you know what, actually? I think I will. Take care of that right now. What's up, folks? I'm Drew, Drew-Jitsu. And you know what I do? I teach ground game. You know what that ground game does? You get on the ground and you pound. I start off fast, I start off slow. So whatever you want, you're going to get it to go. So why don't you come down to my dojo? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably make a visit or recommend.
So you take guys down to the ground and you give them the pounding.
Yeah, so basically what it is, a lot of people want to know about this jiu-jitsu and what it is. And jiu-jitsu is tough. It's very, very tough.
It's a very masculine sport.
Sounds to be a little masculine, you know.
Only the toughest guys get into the jiu-jitsu.
Basically, that's what I'm understanding, you know, from the competition I went through as well. I will say, you know, you won a competition. What kind of competition were you in? Well, it was, you know, a jiu-jitsu competition.
Yeah.
Between jiu-jitsu fighters.
Yeah, it was like a tap-out rule, you know.
Well, that's not really that big of a deal. You know, I've been in a lot of tournaments. I've been putting people down for a really long time, decades. Hey, man, I'm not challenging that. That's cool. Good job. Okay.
Decades worth of tapping out people.
Yeah, that's... I respect that. You know, from one jiu-jitsu practitioner to another, I will commend that and say good job.
How long have you been teaching, though? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, I've been teaching for about 75 years. I've been really putting down people on the ground for a really long time.
Nice, nice. So, you have the school that's been up and running, right?
Yeah, the school, the dojo, Drew's Dojo, Drew's Jiu-Jitsu... All ground grapple dojo. It's a get on the ground and pound kind of place. And you want to know how to get on the ground and pound? Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Give
Break
us a little
down.
Insight. I mean, that's definitely why we're here. We want to better understand. Well, first things first. You get on your back. And you have the person that is standing in front of you. Make sure they don't look you in the eyes. That's the first thing you need to make sure, that they don't look you in the eyes. Okay, now you lay on your back. You put both of your feet in the air. And you tell them, come into me in my God. Come right into me, into my God. Put one arm on the other side, one arm on the other side, at a probably a 45 degree angle, but do not look me in the eyes.
Okay, we got, okay, there's no looking in the
eyes.
No
looking in the eyes. All right. I respect that.
All right.
I respect that. Okay, so now once this person is in your guard, you put your legs over the top of one another, and you start performing on them. And you work them over until you get that submission.
Okay.
That's amazing.
So you just perform on them and you just take care of it?
Kind of grind into them and kind of pound a little bit. Yeah, you know, it's a real manly sport. You get them and you get them in your guard and you pull them in and you squeeze onto them and you just draw it out of them.
And then occasionally you flip them over and get on top of them?
You know, sometimes you have to take the mount. Sometimes you have to take the side position and the side control and you get in there and you lock it in and you pound.
Nice.
Wow. That's, you know, I will say I have not practiced enough in the art of jiu-jitsu because it seems like there's a lot of positions you get in. Oh, definitely. There's a lot of positions you get yourself into and get yourself out to. Sometimes you got to go behind and you choke that life and you pound.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's, you're definitely doing a lot of pounding there.
You've done a lot of pounding. Do you, like, what is your training regimen? Do you use, what kind of proteins and stuff do you take? And what would you advise for, you know, novice jiu-jitsu practitioners, for all the folks? Well, actually, you know what else starts off in the morning? You got to get your protein. You got to make sure to get that protein in you, and you got to eat some eggs. Get those eggs in you so you can get out there and find a guy and take him to the ground.
Yeah, and I heard you guys like eggs and bananas. Is that true?
Bananas are great. They're great potassium. They keep your knees moving. You don't ball up at the joints. Because remember, you're going to be using your legs when you're on top of them or they're on top of you, and you're going to squeeze them and pound.
Okay.
Amazing.
So,
a lot of pounding going on.
Yeah. So you run a school and you have people coming in. So you have any young students? You got the young guys come in?
We have kids of all ages coming in. Males, females, hermaphrodites. Everybody wants to get their ground grapple on. And I'm a fan of giving that to the people so they can be more efficient on their ground grappling skills.
So with the little kids, how do you work that angle out?
We make sure and do it the same way. We teach them a good pounding.
Nice. And then the trannies, hermaphrodites, the ladies.
Everybody gets a pounding. You come to my school, you come to Jujutsu's All Ground Grapple Dojo, and I will make sure and pull you into my guard, and I will pound you and squeeze the life until you tap.
So I also heard that you guys are handicap accessible, and
doesn't even matter. You have a squid arm, you are in a wheelchair, you come in, and I will teach you how to get someone in your guard.
Nice. And then, you know, everyone I heard has been doing the jiu-jitsu lately, so
It's picking up.
So everybody out there is going to be doing that, you know?
You know, Bobby, this is a prediction of my own, a man who grapples on the ground a lot. I'm probably thinking approximately 20, 25 centuries or something, you know, they have those. People will be bred to grapple on the ground.
Nice.
That's a prediction I was not intended to hear, I don't think.
Yeah.
But
it's an interesting theory, you know, some people might not like it that way, you know. Some of us might prefer stylish forms of martial arts.
Classy, you know.
A little more some traditional with some form, you know. A little less
pops and clicks.
Yeah, you know, rolling around.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
Not everybody likes to get on the ground and roll around. Sometimes in a situation, you're going to be standing before you're going to be on the ground. Well, you know, that's what you think, but sometimes you have to take them down and you have to assume a position. Whether it's a top position, a bottom position, side, or front, or north-south, you're going to get that position.
All right. And I heard jiu-jitsu's a dirty sport, though. I mean, people are cheating, you know.
There's some cheating going on, grabbing on the belts and grabbing below the belts. You know, sometimes it happens, but you just got to make sure you got a good ref.
Yeah, he's making sure he keeps it clean.
In the competition sport of it, when you're on the ground and you're getting pounded, you must have a good ref.
Nice. And you have late night training sessions?
Absolutely. Any time of the day.
You have a Pacific training partner that you work with?
You know, I have a lot of partners. I get a lot of guys together and we ground and pound.
Yeah. Nice.
It's definitely nice. I'm probably going to be entering a competition soon. Maybe I can come back, plug that some other time or something. But nonetheless, I'm going to have to go. I have a lot of guys I have to take on the ground and pound today, and they're not going to get trained themselves.
Oh, well, good luck on grounding and pounding, everybody.
Yeah, that's...
That you can possibly ground and pound.
Ground and pound as many people as you can. I'm for winning, you know? Whatever it takes to get the W, you know? That's... Win that gold.
Yeah, I mean, in the sport where I guess that's the point of the sport, then I guess that's good?
It is good. Now, you gentlemen have a nice day. Hope to see you on the ground.
All right. Well, that was Drew Douglas.
Drew Douglas, an honor. Honored to have a jiu-jitsu expert. I feel a lot less... I took third place for a reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have had his skills, you could have been maybe first place.
I could have probably.
Yeah, if you would have spent a little more time on the mat,
and on my ground, on my back, having guys in my positions. What was that? Positions?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's just fine. We stick to being radio hosts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it's better off that way. I prefer, you know, the stealthy art, the art of assassinating, you know, the ninjutsu. I don't want people to know I'm there. I'm more of a hit it and quit it kind of guy.
I'm pretty much always there. You always see me, but I don't like to lay on the ground because I will fall asleep.
Yeah, sleeping happens when you lay down on the ground.
Most of the time when I lay on the ground, I fall asleep.
Yeah, you know.
Because people have them.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, there's going to be a floor to sleep on.
Yeah, and then if there isn't a floor to sleep on, there might be a bed.
That's high privileges that a lot of people don't have.
What about the hammocks, though?
They got those.
You know, people have hammocks.
You can't always necessarily say you're going to have a wild occurrence with a hammock, whereas you will have an occurrence with the ground.
Well, cupboards happen occasionally.
They got those.
Yeah, people sleep in cupboards.
I have.
Bunk beds.
I've slept in bathtubs.
Drawers.
Done that, too.
You know what I'm saying? Dining cabinets.
I have not done that.
Yeah, you haven't seen a Peterbilt heated stove?
No.
What about the barbecue? The Coleman grill?
You know, I'd be afraid to get roasted.
Well, you gotta just make sure you hold the gas around your stomach. You know, like, take it, disassemble it, and bring it with you. So no one else can light you on fire.
Makes sense.
Thursday, live from Cat Scratch, Wisconsin, it's the Calico 400. You can come see all the international battle cat racing superstars. See Stan Manley. See Dan Manley Jr. See Big Buck Rogers. See Chuck Wagon. See Leonard Skinner. And Ted Nuggets. And all the other international battle cat racing superstars. The Verbal Fly. And on the catwalk to the Kitty Cup, the milk is good. So don't forget to get your tickets. Only $39.95.
Thursday.
And now for the continuing adventures of Richard Steele.
So I'm calling up my old girl, my favorite girl, Three Holes. She needs to know what happened tonight. Happened between me and my old man Ricketts.
Ring, ring. Ring.
Well, hello there, Steele.
Three Holes, you can't believe what happened tonight.
Oh, no. What's going on, Steele?
Old man Ricketts.
Ricketts?
He got robbed.
Oh, no. Is he all right?
He got beat up. He's going to do all right. He's going to pull through.
I sure hope so. He's a good fella.
He only had two broken legs.
Two broken legs?
Yeah.
Oh, it couldn't happen any worse for that guy if he had a father for a priest.
Yeah, so old man Ricketts... He made it through, but I got the punks that did it to him.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to be coming over there about an hour. I'm going to just got to wrap up a few things here tonight, dollface.
Alrighty now.
Alright, so I hope you have a good night, okay?
Alright, be safe out there, Steve.
And I'll see you soon.
Alright now. So I'm locking up the bowling alley. Sure was a long night. And I tell you what, that steel. If it wasn't for steel, this city would fall apart. And that's the last thing any of us needs. So I'm heading up these long, windy steps so I can go get my soul food. You know how I do. I like to make sure that I'm taken care of so I stay sexy for all the gents. But for some reason tonight, it just seems so weird. I keep hearing these noises. I don't know what these noises are. There's been a lot of strange occurrences. What's that down there? What's going on down there? Just a second. Just a second. Who is this?
It is me. What are you doing in here? You must get your stuff up and go. It is time to leave. You have been told by the toe.
The toe? What does the toe have to do with this, Danobots? And why are you here?
Because you have been told that you will sell this bowling alley to the toe and you will move your business elsewhere. Or else you will suffer the consequences.
Well, I don't know. This is the only way that I'm going to survive. This is all I've got. You tell the toe that.
He will not listen. I have been paid handsomely to remove you one way or another. And if you do not go, you will have to go. Boom.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Danomites. But I know I'm staying here.
Well, then this is going to have to happen.
Oh, why did you hit me?
It doesn't matter why I hit you. You are a weak fool. Come here.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh. I've never been hit so hard before. That Russian strength, so powerful, but so eager. Oh, I'm looking around, and it appears Danomats is ringing up my bowling alley. Oh, if Steer was only here, he would make sure and take care of this place, and he'd stop this.
You better quiet down over there. I see you moving around. I have told you once and I have told you twice. I'm going to blow this place up because you do not listen. And I have my money either way. So you are going to go. Gone with this place. And the Toe will continue what he's doing.
What is the Toe doing? Why is he doing this to me?
Because this is prime location. The prime location to build what we are building.
Well, I don't know what you're building. And I don't like it. But I know once Steel gets here, he's gonna take care of you real good.
Trust me on this, woman. Steel will be next. You've got 5 minutes. Enjoy them while you can.
I never got to say goodbye to Jemima.
Continuing next week on the adventures of Richard Steel.
Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
Wow, that was...
I need to take a shower.
Yeah, I feel kind of like I'm going to have to buy a case of that bioblaster.
Yeah, just to spray down the floor.
Just to kind of spray. I mean, he was... You didn't really get to see it, folks, but he was rolling around on the ground while he was talking to us. I mean, who initiates conversation from the ground?
Yeah, kicking his legs up like a little baby waiting for his diaper to get changed.
That's a sickening... That's a good description of what happened, folks. He was down on the ground like a baby, kicking and flailing his legs around awkwardly.
Trying to grab us in all types of leg holds and things of that nature.
I think I feel violated. Usually the guests violate you in a way or shape or form.
Well, you know, it happens to the best of them, you know.
He's lucky I don't catch staph infection.
Yeah, I heard you can get flesh-eating bacteria from that stuff.
Apparently, that's a new trend going on. People are... jiu-jitsuing with zombies.
Yeah, and then people are, like, going around and, you know, there was that thing that happened, like, what, like, 2 months ago where the dude ate that other dude, you know?
Yeah.
He was crazy. He was probably jiu-jitsuing right beforehand.
He jiu-jitsued so much that he just decided he had to get more flesh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the art of jiu-jitsu isn't offering enough flesh. I mean, like, if there was ancient jiu-jitsu gods getting offered flesh, we would be done for. All of us would be on the ground in somebody's guard.
Yeah, you know?
So they should probably slow down the jiu-jitsu, and I'm thinking.
I think it might be a little too much for some people, you know? Especially for the youngins.
Yeah, and he did say something about hermaphrodites or something like that.
I mean, I think that you should at least be old enough to know what you're getting into before you get into jiu-jitsu.
Exactly.
You
know? That's why I never went to Cub Scouts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at least your parents shouldn't take you there and make you do it, you know?
No, it shouldn't be a forced thing for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you should have some say in jiu-jitsuing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, jiu-jitsuing should never just happen just out of the blue.
Right. You shouldn't be just trying to live your life, and next thing you know, some guy takes you on the ground and climbs on top of you and starts wiggling around and trying to get your arms, your legs, your neck.
There should be some type of agreement or some type of awareness that, you know.
But nonetheless, I will give it up to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he was here.
And his dojo. He did things. Drew Douglas,
you know,
and his jiu-jitsu
he talked
power.
About stuff and, you know.
I learned. I will not say that I did not learn.
Yeah, he was telling us to eat more fish.
You know, I love to eat fish.
Well, you know, except that, you know, there's special fish.
There are fish that need help. And I hope that all of our listeners and all the folks out there have...
Go adopt a fish.
Adopted a fish by
We've
now.
We've heard that the adopt-a-fish ratio has gone up. The battered fish are no longer as battered. I mean... They only have 3 broken vertebrae instead of the 7 that they had beforehand.
And that's a good start.
Yeah, and that's just a good way to go.
That's a really a good way to get things started. And folks, you know, you support a fish, you free yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's 25 cents a day or something like that, I heard.
Yeah, so. You know, you just outright bought one. I think you bought a couple.
Yeah,
you know,
Cheetor,
I think...
He's a good guy in Rhinox. There's some good fish.
They do take care of each other.
Yeah,
you know?
They're good friends.
And that's what they should be, is fish should be friends to us. Not something that we're going out, lefting over, hooking, throwing back, watching it float. Take care of it.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, the fish are getting taken care of. The trees are what people are worried about now. I mean, have you not heard about the plant violence epidemic?
There has been an epidemic, folks. Not, you can't even just call it an occurrence.
Yeah, there's people who are taking, from what I heard, okay, they take plants, okay, and they grow them specifically to light them on fire And to basically burn them with torture.
To burn them.
Yeah.
Cause damage to these plants.
Yes.
Grown just to be tortured.
Yes. Burnt. Some about inhaling the fumes. You know, it's called marijuana or something. I might have heard about it.
I've heard of these things.
But the torture that goes on to these plants. You know, plants have feelings too.
That's
catastrophic. Yeah. And they're burning these plants. And they have feelings, you know. Do you think that they want to be burned?
No.
You know? I mean,
I don't want to be burned. I don't want to be caught upon fire.
They just want to grow and be naturistic.
They want to be grown.
Yeah. You know, and apples have feelings.
They do. What about that holiday? They have this holiday where you supposedly cut down a tree and you put it in your house for like a month? That's massacreism in the streets.
Yeah, and people just let that stuff slide.
So the epidemic, folks, we're bringing this to you because we want to help out. You know, if there's people out there that are purposely growing vegetation to cause harm to it, report that.
Yeah. I mean, there is such thing as, they're called like vegetarians, I believe. Uh-huh. These people are plant cannibals. They just grow plants and eat them.
Man.
They tear at them with their teeth.
That's a hard
thing. And rip them. And just rip them to shreds, dude.
And it's fast, sometimes slow, and it hangs out. It's bad.
Yeah, and occasionally they'll dip them in some type of sauce to make them taste better.
Okay.
Because they don't like the flavor. Huh. You know what I mean? Can you imagine people doing that with you?
No, that would be horrible. Folks, you wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want your arm dipped in ranch and ate.
No.
You know what
I mean? Blue cheese, that stuff's disgusting.
Yeah. So all the plant violators out there, we're on track.
You be warned, we're watching you.
Yeah, Smokey the Bear doesn't want any of that, either do we.
Nope.
Okay. All
and
right.
We're getting it.
It's like... Because there's people walking around.